So last October, when the announcement about this came out, I believe my property value went down $100,000. I am now underwater on my mortgage. The only good thing is I'm not financed by a local bank, so nobody's going to come as long as I keep making the payments. If the high power line goes through and goes through my property, it's very possible that my property will become unsaleable because my house is 250 feet from the existing power line and it'll be about 350 feet from the new one. I am like lots of other people who are going to be impacted, and you know, we'd be collateral damage if this goes through. Some people get hurt. I think probably the most constructive suggestion that we could make to DOE is to consider the possibility that if Vermont really wants the power line to come down through the Northeast Kingdom like it does from the same switching station right now and switches over near St. Johnsbury and goes into Littleton, New Hampshire to pick up the power from the Moore Dam and then cuts back out and goes down the western side, if this power line were to come down from the same switching station in Canada, and when it goes over the Connecticut River, drop down into the Connecticut River and be submerged, it could go all the way to Connecticut, avoid New Hampshire completely, and the power could be converted someplace south of New Hampshire and easily go into the grid, and we would not have any need for this meeting because everything would be done and there would be no objections. And everybody would be happy, except the Northern Pass people. Thank you.